What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome, everybody, to the fabulous VSiN studio, South Point Casino, Las Vegas. Brendan Gaughan with you, Mr. Jeff Motley by my side. And want me just to pull the Band-Aid off quickly first.
You might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't give you much TV time, so people probably don't know what happened. So
yeah, well, in the end, started 30 night, finished 30 night. So for the fantasy bettors, yeah, you hate me. That's okay. I hate myself. We got good. I spent most of the time just waiting, trying to figure out a few things, getting what I liked, and then I missed a couple shifts, and I don't do that. That it still bothers me greatly because I pride myself on my road racing, and I missed a couple shifts, knocked a tooth off fourth gear. And it was really funny. The week before, RCR called and said, okay, spare transmission, spare gear, blah, blah, blah. I go, whoa. Spare transmission, spare gear. I go, we're running for, like, a good finish or not at all. And as soon as the transmission broke, I went, oh, man, that was very prophetic. So
you weren't going to go try to fix it even if you'd had a spare transmission.
No, that's, I mean, why? I'm not right there for points. I'm not there. I'm going to be in somebody's way. That's stupid. I'm not there to do that to the guys. So
they say the first thing that goes with age is the ability to shift.
No. Vegas to Reno, I didn't have a problem. Vegas to Reno, 9 hours on Friday and then the cup race on Sunday. And I will say this, I'll get on my soapbox for a minute. All you guys that like are whining about the heat, I got words that I would call you that I won't say on air.
Those of us that live out here for a long time, I mean, don't we just get used to it?
Molly, I've been doing this my whole life. Yes, it was hot. Absolutely. Guess who didn't have the air conditioner that we talk about? My carbon monoxide filter that blows a little bit of cold air. Didn't work for the first 20 laps. Didn't have it for half of my race.
You talking about the race to Reno or the race in Daytona?
I'm talking about the race in Daytona.
Oh. Well, you need to have that special cool shirt that Martin Truex Jr. was wearing.
Jimmy walks around with the sissy shirt, and I look at him every time and just shake my head. I cannot believe that he wears that.
I think they're all about being cool. It's not a fashion statement. I mean, you've never been known to make a fashion statement anyway. So. I mean,
are you trying to say something?
Is it bothering you?
Nope, doesn't bother me one bit. So let's get to how we had. Let's talk a little bit about the Daytona Road Course. So, ton of fun, great racing, Jeff, all weekend long. Great races, fun to watch.
Crazy for some. I mean, I thought the Xfinity race
was the one that went nuts.
It was wild.
Truck Series wow, what a battle between kids. I mean, these kids were putting it out there. Loved watching Sheldon and Brett Moffitt. Great battle. And then you get to the big race. Phenomenal race.
It was a terrific race. I do think we said Chase Elliott and Martin Truex Jr. were going to be the class of the field. They were clearly the class.
Separated themselves, even inside the race car, running where I was, even I could see that Chase Elliott and Martin Truex was back there with me 1 second, and I looked up and he was 10 seconds in front of me. I'm like, wow.
Well, he got the most unlucky break he could have possibly gotten, because, you know, all those guys were trying to pit with three laps to go stage, yep, so that they didn't have to come in at the break. So he comes in with three laps to go, and he gets a speeding penalty. Well, the speeding penalty is a pass-through as long as the pits are open. But the next time around, the pits were not closed. Open. So NASCAR says, we are going to defer the penalty until the end of the stage, and you will start at the rear
tail
of
end.
The field.
Yeah, that's
so that was a really unlucky break for him on timing. But then he drove all the way back up.
He drove up there and was super strong. And we were talking off air, when the Roval comes in the second round of the playoffs, or first round of the playoffs, you know that Chase and Martin right now are licking their chops. Denny Hamlin, not known as a road racer, comes home second. Phenomenal job by Denny. Jimmy Johnson,
he was running well, and he still, I think, ended up with a top 10 finish.
Jimmy finished fourth.
So, yes,
he ran and Chris well. Buescher, remember what did I tell you last week about Chris Buescher?
You said he was an underrated road racer. You were right on the money.
Comes back with fifth, Clint Bowyer. You said Clint Bowyer. And how about this name right here? Kaz Grala, seventh place.
Didn't even know he was going to be in the car till a couple days, right? When he found out Austin Dillon.
Filling in for Austin.
Positive.
Talked to Austin this morning. He's doing well, guys.
Is he cleared to race this week?
Not yet.
So we don't know who's in the car.
Don't know yet.
I doubt it will be Kaz Grala.
Well, I mean, it might be Austin Dillon. He's still, you know, we haven't heard officially. But Kaz Grala, great job for that team. Joey Logano, who we all said wasn't a great road racer, was there.
You skipped over William Byron, who you said was not much of a road racer.
I said that.
And I thought he had a pretty good run.
He was there. But how about the guy we did talk about so much? Michael McDowell with a 10th.
Michael McDowell ran third for a really, really decent part of that race. And, in fact, the announcers were even saying that if you're one of those guys that's 15th or 16th in points, you better hope Michael McDowell doesn't pass two more cars.
Yeah, no, Michael McDowell could have knocked
somebody out.
And he can still shock him in a couple weeks when we come back to Daytona. Group matchups, you pointed out, is actually really good. Four dogs won the group.
Yeah,
Joey Logano was group B. Jimmy Johnson, which a couple of us had, was group C. Chris Buescher was group. And actually, I said this, Jeff, when I saw the end of the race, I went, oh, Michael McDowell, we told you, Michael McDowell. And I saw that he didn't win his group, and I go, how'd Michael McDowell not win his group? He happened to go up against Chris Buescher, who was fifth. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won his group.
Where'd that come from? Ricky Stenhouse Jr.? I mean,
but I always remember how high I was on Cole Custer. I thought Cole Custer would have a better day. And
he and Reddick, neither one ran very well.
I was Cole Ralph, the start, I saw it. He struggled with something. Something had to go wrong. But Ricky Stenhouse, way to go, winning that group. I mean, and then Chase Elliott, the favorite, and William Byron, again, won his group. So that was, the groups were kind of fun. I mean, that was dogs all around in the groups, though.
And we talked about who all ran well. Are you still not panicking yet if you're the 18 car?
Okay. No, I'm not panicking, because any second, Kyle Busch, it's not like Jimmy Johnson, who spent a couple years fading on us. You know, we saw Jimmy start to do this.
I think this is what's got to happen. Kyle Busch is in a position right now. I think he will make the playoffs.
Yeah, he's
but
made.
I believe he is in a position where he either has to win Darlington, Bristol, or Richmond. Darlington, Richmond, Bristol, in that order. One of those three races in the first segment of the playoffs, or he's done. Because he has one playoff point right now.
I always struggle to say that Kyle is done. I mean, right now,
I just said he's got to win one of those three
races. But Kyle is like Jimmy used to be, when we all used to say, oh, the king is dead, you know. Kyle Busch can win at any time. But right now, what Kyle Busch is looking at, and if you're watching the VSiN screen, they're going to do the start order is...
The start order is now completely different.
It's different.
It's a
now.
Formula, which Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin are going to start on the front row this week. The order's already...
Oh, that's right. They're not doing the top 12 anymore.
Right. They're doing this formula. Harvick's going to start 10th because he had such a poor run at Daytona.
So, but you look at the cutoff line. Kyle Busch was 240 points to the good 4 weeks ago. He's 80 points to the good right now.
He's 100 from the 17th guy. right?
But if somebody wins.
If somebody wins.
You know, and Eric Jones, I do believe Eric Jones could be a winner, and I do believe Jimmy Johnson could. This is Dover weekend. I mean, I'm not saying I'm betting on him, but Jimmy Johnson, it is Dover. I mean.
Well, and who's going to be shocked if Ricky Stenhouse Jr. or Michael McDowell or somebody wins at Daytona?
Win at Daytona. And that is
why. Daytona being the cutoff race is going to completely change.
And you got to give kudos to Jim France, Ben Kennedy, the guys at NASCAR. Putting Daytona as the cutoff race. You know, they did that. So those guys right there, William Byron, Jimmy Johnson, Matt Benedetto, all those guys are sitting there going, whoever's on that 16th bubble is not confident.
This should make you feel good to know that if you can get to that last lap at Daytona, if you're battling a guy that's outside the top 16 to win the race, any one of those guys, 14, 15, and 16, is going to line up right behind you. Because he would much rather you win that race.
I didn't think about
one of those guys winning.
I think
so. Make sure you meet with those guys before the race and say, hey, look, now if I'm up there, know who you're going with here.
No,
you ain't helping Stenhouse. You're not helping Michael McDowell.
I am 100% going to make sure that when I do my little pregame pep talk with the boys on the grid.
Boyer, Benedetto, and Byron.
Yeah.
Especially those three guys.
Yeah. No, I'm going to Jimmy, Eric, all them, and I'm saying, hey, guys. You want to push me. You see Ricky Stenhouse or Michael McDowell or Ty Dillon up there leading that race.
Well, Jimmy and Eric's got to win it themselves probably to get in. But I'm talking about Clint.
Oh, no, I like it.
William.
I like the idea.
Matty D.
I got some pushers now. So I like it.
I'm just like it. planting some seeds for you.
All right, let's go into the future now. We are going to Dover, Delaware, the Monster Mile. Motley, one of my favorite places. Dude, the Monster Mile is so intense.
It is intense. You know, I call it Bristol on steroids because it's got the high banks. It's got
it
looks like Bristol. It's just twice as big. Maybe the banking's not quite as high, but man, things can happen in a hurry there.
And when they do, it happens in a hurry and it narrows down in a hurry. But what's fun about this weekend, and this is what we're race fans, right? We don't talk about the Indy 500 here because we're NASCAR, but Indy 500 is this Sunday. You have 6 NASCAR races in 3 days. You have 2 Cup Series races, 2 Xfinity Series races, a truck race, and an ARCA Menards race. 6 races in 3 days
at Dover.
If you're a race fan right now, which I am, I'm really bummed out that do the kids want to go on vacation somewhere? You know, I want to sit all day and watch racing. And then Sunday, I get to top it off with the Indy 500.
I'm a little surprised. Aren't they running one of the races head-to-head with the Indy 500, though? The Indy 500 is supposed to start at 10 a.m. here on the West Coast, correct?
I think so.
Isn't NASCAR running Xfinity race on Sunday morning?
They can't play nice right now and try to worry about whose schedule is whose. They've got to get back on track. And you've already said that the truck series has kind of moved their playoff target.
Yeah, I would have done trucks and Xfinity on Friday. I would run a triple header on Saturday. And then, well, you don't have lights, so it might be. Well, you'd have to start. Well, look,
hey,
they don't have fans, so you can start at 9 in the morning on a truck race back there.
True, but you still got TV concerns.
Well, okay.
TV
concerns would be going head-to-head against the Indy 500.
I'm not knocking you.
Oh, it's probably got to be a truck race, right? Doesn't NBC have Indy?
NBC has Indy. Yeah.
So if NBC has Indy, they're not going to compete against themselves with an Xfinity race on Sunday morning. So it'd have to be a truck race on FS1, probably.
That's probably what they did.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. See,
right. We should
probably look at the schedule before we get on air.
So when we talk about gambling, though, at Dover, Jeff, there's one name that immediately goes to the top.
Well, there's a guy. Well, you got one guy out there who this is one of his 12 hometown tracks.
But I joke with JVT, but he didn't get the joke. So the NASCAR fans are now listening.
But you say one guy. I think there are 3 drivers at the top, but I'm also going to add a 4th one in there. Now, to me, it's Harvick, Chase Elliott, and Truex. Those 3 guys. Denny Hamlin has never won at Dover. He's run really well the last few races at Dover, and I think you've got to put him right in the mix because he's been good everywhere.
I was going on the fact that if you mention the word Dover to a NASCAR fan.
Okay, not the guy that's won 11 times.
There is one guy that.
He's not going to make it 12.
In 36 races, has an average finish of 9.9. Now, that is phenomenal. Let me just start out. That is absolutely asinine how phenomenal it is.
No question.
But right now, Jimmy Johnson, 20-1 to win this race. I don't see enough to bet. Now, last year, 14th and 8th.
This is all the what have you done for me lately.
He was 14th and 8th in the 2 races last year. So he had top 10 again. And in the first race, he had top 10 speed. He got a pit road speeding penalty. So he is good there. I don't think it's enough, though, for me to say Jimmy's going to win. But I do think it's enough if you can find a top five, top 10, maybe our DraftKings top three that we talk about here, might be worth taking that deal on him because he has been just good enough for me to say I'd bet him. But you named the guys right now. How about this for Chase Elliott? 8 races there. 6 top fives in 8 races and 1 win. One of the ones he finished second was when he was behind Kyle Larson, who won. And I like Chase Elliott.
One thing I think we found with Chase Elliott, and I think this season has really proven it. When we found racetracks where he has consistently run well there, even over the last 2 or 3 years, even when he's been struggling this year, he's gotten to those, like Michigan. He got to Michigan, a track he runs well. I think you're going to see the same thing at Dover. Was there any question he was going to finish in the top two or top three at Charlotte? I mean, no. Why didn't we all? I mean, not Charlotte, but in Daytona. I mean,
I told you last week, Chase Elliott, I raced him in road courses. He's great at road courses. But like you said, even where the places Chevys have struggled and haven't done quite as well, Chase Elliott, when he goes back to the tracks that he is pretty good at, and look, he's been really good lately.
And how amazing that his father hated road course racing. You know, that was never Bill's thing. No. But anyway, look at the odds, though. Look at the separation that the top four guys, if you're listening to us on the radio, Kevin Harvick is the favorite plus 350, Martin Truex at plus 400, and then Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin are plus 550.
Then we get to double digits.
And then look how far down you drop.
But to your point, Martin Truex Jr. at Dover, one of his home tracks, has been, as of late, what have you done for me lately?
Which truly, if he does have a home track, this probably is the one that comes the closest, maybe.
Whatever.
Isn't the closest to where he grew up, whatever. New Jersey? I don't know.
I don't know.
He used to run the Busch North Series back there when he first started.
Let's just talk about his last 5 races. 4th, 15th, 1st, and 2nd. And led 130 laps, 50 laps, 100 laps.
And if you go back and look at 15th, I'm sure something happened.
Something happened. So, I mean, Martin Truex has been strong, was strong last week, was strong the week before that. He has been strong. Denny Hamlin has been extremely strong. I mean, him and Kevin Harvick are, you know, the two premier guys right now. But I still, when I look through our bets that we got, as we foreshadow into later, I'm still not as high on Denny Hamlin at this track. It's just he's...
Well, I think, all right, I think it's you look never at it been, two ways. Number
he's
one,
never
he's,
been good here.
He's never won here. But I do think if you look at his results over the last few races, he's run pretty well there. And look, I think we've also said that Denny Hamlin over the last couple years, we've seen him be strong everywhere.
We have.
He hasn't really had a weakness anymore.
He finished second, not last year, but the year before the fall race. He was 5th last year in this race. He had the pole at this race last year. So, I mean, Denny...
I think he's due to break through. But I think he'd be a good bet.
Hold on. You said, what were we talking about? Kevin Harvick a couple weeks ago had never won somewhere, and we were like, eh.
Yeah, where was that? Was that Kentucky? No, it wasn't Kentucky.
No,
I can't remember where it was.
But we said this, and Kevin was phenomenal. You know, I mean, it's so maybe this is the time to jump on the Denny, and he's of the favorites. He is the plus 550. He's the longest of the favorites.
I think anybody outside that top four wins is truly an upset. Even if it's Kyle Busch, who everybody keeps waiting for him to win a race. Or if it's one of the three Penske cars.
Let's talk about Kyle. Kyle's got 3 wins there. I mean, I just said with JVT, you know how we – remember, this is 2 races on a weekend, guys. So Kyle Busch, Saturday. Is that the practice day and Sunday the race day, Jeff? Remember we've said he wants that practice. Well, he gets it.
Well, and the other important thing is going to be, you know, if you're running, you're going to run hard for the win on Saturday because we know at Dover how bad things can happen early in a race when they're bunched up. And keep in mind, if you win, you're going to start 20th. Okay, that's fine because I won. But if you finish second, you're going to start 19th on Sunday. And you don't really want to start 19th at Dover. You don't really want to start anywhere back there.
You want the win or you want 18th?
Correct.
Now, but Kyle Busch, and we'll talk about this next segment when we get to the odds, when was the last time? I mean, we need like the Brent Musburger statisticians, how they give them all those things. When was the last time Kyle Busch was double digits to win a race?
You'd probably have to go back a pretty good ways.
You might have to go back 5 years.
I think now even the odds makers are realizing the bettors are starting to say, look, 12-1, have it this year.
12-1. I mean, we know that Karina and the pit crew have been, you know, flogging that horse of Kyle Busch.
And proudly picking first every week.
Every week.
Of it.
I might even do it just for the 12-1 on Kyle Busch. I mean, that's That's pretty darn sporty right there for Kyle.
But, and I think once we get into the other matchups, head-to-heads, we're going to see a lot of plus numbers.
But
too.
Where I was going with Kyle was, we've said this, and go back to our doubleheader weekends. Pocono to Pocono, Michigan to Michigan, and what I call Pocono, Pocono to Brickyard. Kyle Busch, mediocre, better, best. When it went Pocono, Pocono, Indy. Good, better when it went to Michigan. Kyle Busch, will we see Kyle Busch? What I told JVT was, if you see Kyle Busch finish 7th, 8th, 6th, 7th, 8th on Saturday, go ahead and jump on that win on Sunday. If you see him finish 8th, 9th, 10th, jump on a top 5. You know, I mean, okay. Right. He'll be 4 to 5 positions better Sunday than Saturday if the theory holds true that he needs that practice. And every time he's done it, that has played out.
No, I think you're 100% right. And I think, and maybe part of it is, maybe some of that's in Kyle's head because he's talked about it so much, about not having the practice. And I think that's why we've talked about maybe his saving grace a little bit when we get into the playoffs, is that he's already run 2 races at Darlington.
Yep.
So he's going to have a 3rd race at Darlington in this year. They have not raced, I don't believe, at Richmond.
Richmond got taken off because at the time the governor wouldn't let him in the state.
And he's run twice at Bristol. And the second one was the All-Star race where he finished 2nd and was really chasing Chase Elliott down. But
at the end,
he just ran out of laps.
No,
he didn't have enough.
So he has proven to me that every time we have practice, he improves his position greatly. So for me, I'm hope now. No book has Sunday up. No book is going to show Sunday's odds.
Going to get
right now.
Sunday until late Saturday.
Exactly.
Night, probably.
But if he is still at a double digit on Sunday, I am. Can I make a bet on Gone Racing, like a clamoring, like, you know, an asterisk that my 5th pick will be Sunday's Kyle Busch if he's double digit? Can we make like a?
No.
I'm looking for like Karina. I got a head shake, a masked head
shake. I get a vote, and I'm hoping I can get Karina to vote with me, and therefore you're outvoted.
So. Is there anybody, Jeff, though, that you know, and we had those couple weeks in a row where we had 101 shots win the race, you know, long distance shots win the race. I just don't see that this weekend.
No, I don't really see that. In fact, I will be shocked if it's anybody other than those top 4 that win the race. I really will. I think those top 4 favorites, someone's going to win. I mean, obviously there's a chance that a guy like, you know, Clint Bowyer could put it all together, you know, maybe and win. Kurt Busch has won at Dover before. You know,
for
some reason, the Ganassi cars, they just haven't been as good the last few weeks.
Kurt finishes 8th, 9th, 10th.
He had a good run going of top 10s, and then it seems like the last few weeks it's
slowed down.
They've gone a little bit backwards, and, you know, I mean, obviously.
And Matt has not worked out as well as we hoped.
And
since we're talking about it, Kyle Larson, I mean, if Kyle Larson was in this race.
Well, he won the last race.
He won the last one
last fall,
and we'd be looking at him with his history, how well he did there. You know, 9 top tens, 12 races, average finish 7.4.
Yeah.
So remember when we started this, I took Matt Kenseth and said, take Kyle's finishes, Matt Kenseth's career, meld them together. That's kind of faded by the wayside.
Yeah, like I think I told you, the Matt Kenseth experiment to me is over.
Well,
it's going to be over in about
13. He's still got races, but it's not worked out there. All right, when we come back, we've done the rearview mirror, we've done an overview. Now we'll get into the odds to win the race when we return on Gone Racing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
From the Indeed.com studio, find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact for more information. Indeed, we're going to talk about winning at Dover.
We talked about doing a little bit already. Again, you know who I like. Four guys, but you can't pick all four of them. So I guess you could. But
we touched on them in the last. We kind of moved around, but let's throw the odds up for those watching on the VSiN feed. Kevin Harvick +350, Martin Truex Jr. +400, Chase and Denny Hamlin at +550, and then he said big gap to the double digits, Jeff, and Kyle Busch double digit, 12-1 for Kyle Busch. Also Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney 14, Joey Logano 15, Eric Almirola, and if you believe this, Jimmy Johnson 20-1 at Dover. Alex Bowman 25, Kurt Busch, Eric Jones 33, Clint Bowyer and William Byron 40, Matty D at 50, Cole Custer 60, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, the rookies all glumped right there, 66-1, and then Matt Kenseth 125-1 to get through that top page.
Now I will say there are some pretty long numbers on those Penske cars, and as much as I do feel like one of those top four is going to win, I think you really have to look at those Penske guys and say, if you want some value on your bets, I mean, we know Brad Keselowski, he could go and win anywhere. I mean, I think we know that. And Joey Logano can win anywhere. And Ryan Blaney seems to be strong every week.
Ryan Blaney, it's been the story of his career. He's super strong. He's winning stages. He's right there.
He just doesn't.
And then it doesn't go to the end of the race. And Blaney, you know, talking about Blaney, he's got 8 races there. Not been one of his best tracks, though. He's got 2 top 10s in 8 races. His last 4 races, he's got an 8 to start it off, 11th, 15th, and 36th. Blaney has been so strong. Him and Chase Elliott are two, you know, the next generation driver that we look at more often than not. But I don't know, Blaney,
you know, a guy
14-1 is just not high enough odds for me right
now. You know, a guy that surprises me with his lack of success at Dover is Joey Logano. You know, 22 races there, no wins, and only 4 top fives. And I think he got upside down there one time, didn't he? Didn't he get turned upside down between turns 3 and 4 one time? Yeah, he had a crash. He went barrel rolling.
He's got
turns 3 and 4.
A 3rd and a 7th, and then a 34th. And those are his best runs. So he's gotten better, I guess you could say, if you look at his history, like you said.
It's just surprising to me. You would think he would have done better there. I mean, he's a kid that, you know, grew up racing some of those tracks.
Listen,
in the Northeast.
Dover is its own deal, and it's Dover is just there's no place that we could say, hey, this mimics Dover. You know, JVT asked, he goes, mile track. I looked at mile track Phoenix, the only other mile track. I said, timeout. Nope. Don't even look at any track history anywhere
else.
And
even those that think New Hampshire, you can't even look at New Hampshire.
No.
It's flat, it's asphalt. This is high bank, it's concrete.
You can't even take Bristol because this has so much more speed even than Bristol. So this place is so unique, and there's just no place to do it. And Joey lately has gotten better, you know, but still not great.
I agree. I think the only thing you can really do if you're going to compare Dover is you're just going to look at past Dover races.
And that's
really all you can. And of course, our last winner is not even in the race.
So that opens some things up. If you go to the second screen, since we did have a bunch of 100-1 winners, you know, a couple weeks in a row, Jeff, I mean, we can look, show them real quick and talk and say that Ryan Newman's 150-1, Ricky Stenhouse is 200, Bubba Wallace, and Bubba Wallace has been running 10 to 15 spots better than they've ever run in that Richard Petty team in the last decade.
Yes, there's no question. I think he's got better engines.
I'm not going to say he's going to win.
I agree with you.
But if you find a place with a top 10, I bet Bubba's got good odds. Chris Buescher, 300-1. Daniel Suarez, 400. Ty Dillon, 500. With Michael McDowell, John Hunter Nemechek right there. I'm not going to go any further than that. Nobody back behind that's going to go. But, you know, I just don't see the Chris Buescher in a fuel mileage, the Ty Dillon, the Michael McDowell. It's just this track requires so much engineering, so much of the stuff that the big teams have. I don't see 100-1 this week. I see chalk this week, and I see, you've named it, the top four.
Well, like you said, we don't typically see a Dover race end on a fuel mileage run. Number one, the track is so short. It's only a mile around the track. So if you can make it to one to go, the chances are you're going to make it to none to go. I mean, it's, you know, it's just not going to
coast it around.
So, and even then, the chances are you're not going to have 10 or 12 guys run out of gas. And the good drivers, the good teams, they're going to run up front at Dover.
Yes.
So everybody's not going to run out of gas. So you're not just going to back into one.
No, and this is not the only way. The back into, like you said, Brad Keselowski did a couple times. You know, if you're running third, you can back into one. You're not going to run 15th and get a fuel mileage runner.
Well, and Brad was the beneficiary of guys figuring out they might need tires. So.
All right, when we come back, we'll do top three and head to heads on Gone Racing. And just a reminder, if you've missed anything from today's show, you can download the Gone Racing podcast today. Not only is it free, but you can download and listen to the show before it airs here on VEASAN. The new Gone Racing podcast is available via Apple, Google, iHeart, Spotify, and Stitcher. And of course, always at VEASAN.com/podcasts.
You do those really well. I think if Jim Nantz listened to our show, he'd be nervous that he could potentially lose a spot.
Listen, we got Brent Musburger here. So as long as you got Brent Musburger doing a Manscaped read, I don't think anybody has to worry about me and doing a read. Let's go right into it, Mr. Motley. The top threes, which we normally are very heavy on. And there are a few numbers that I do like on top three here. Let's go right into it. Kevin Harvick is a plus line, which that's still better than we've seen in years past with Kyle and Kevin at times. Plus 105, Martin Truex Jr. 115, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin at 150, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski at plus 300, Ryan Blaney 350, Joey Logano 400, Eric Almirola, Jimmy Johnson at 500, Alex Bowman 6, Kurt Busch, Eric Jones at 800. We get to double digits, Clint Bowyer, William Byron at 10, Matt DiBenedetto at 12, Cole Custer 14-1, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick. Those three are lumped together everywhere at 16-1, and Matt Kenseth 25-1. That's your top page on the top threes.
Yeah, it kind of mirrors the way the odds to win the race.
And there's been weeks, Jeff, it hasn't.
I think, honestly, and I know it's not a huge number, I think the two things that probably strike me the most is one thing you mentioned there is Kevin Harvick being on a plus line, so there's some money to be made there. And I think Chase Elliott being up to plus 150. It's not a big number, but I don't know that Chase Elliott should be that much more of a long shot, really, than Kevin Harvick here, because I think this is a race where, look, I think Chase Elliott's going to win Sunday.
Kevin Harvick's last four races.
Or Saturday,
excuse me. Led 201 laps and 286 laps in two of those races. Has finished first, sixth, fourth, and fourth.
And where's he starting Saturday? First. I think you put him out front. I think he's going to be hard to beat.
I mean, Kevin has been on fire.
And Kevin's going to start 10th.
And Kevin's 10th. That's why I was talking about Kevin's last four races.
Right. Oh.
Kevin is, but Chase, the same thing. Those two right there, those are good numbers. I'm going to go down, though. We, you know, Eric Almirola had that long run where he was top five, top tens all those weeks in a row. Kind of softened a little bit as of late. Road course doesn't really, you know, he's never been the best road racer, but I like Jimmy Johnson plus 500 for a top three even, Jeff. I mean, he was eighth there last year and was running top 10, top five when he got the pit road speeding penalty, came back to 14th. I like that. Another outside shot would be an Erik Jones at plus 800. Reason being, he's run well there and running for his life right now. Running every week is an interview for Erik Jones.
Every week's an interview, and he's trying to make the playoffs. He's got a lot on his plate right now.
He's got a lot going on, so I do like that. Cole Custers, the Christopher Bells, some of those.
Well, I just don't think you ever know about those rookies. I mean, obviously, we've seen Reddick have some good runs. We've seen Custer win a race. Custer's pretty much, I mean, he's 3 weeks away from wrapping up Rookie of the Year.
And don't forget this. Before Matt Kenseth, when he came out of retirement, one of those Kyle Larson wins. Remember, Matt Kenseth and Kyle were, it was a battle royale, and that was only 2 years ago. So, do you jump back? Do we jump? No. I'm getting very quick. No.
You know how you've been betting the don't line on Kyle Busch?
You're on that. Matt Kenseth.
I would say the same thing for Matt Kenseth. And look, we like Matt.
No,
we
really like look, Matt Kenseth is an amazing champion. Man, I mean, you can't knock what Matt Kenseth did.
But, man, this has just not been a good experience over at Ganassi.
And the second page of top threes, Newman, Stenhouse, 30-1s. I don't see.
I think Dover is a cream rises racetrack.
Now, fun things this week. I've been – so on Gone Racing, when we do our picks, lately I've been on fire on the head-to-heads. I'm jumping
you
into the
head. You did very well last week.
I'm jumping into the head-to-heads more often, but because we've had some fun ones, we've had some numbers that really work out well, and there are a bunch of things that jump out to me on this page today, Motley. I mean, I see a ton of things that make me go, and I'm going to start, not a big number, but Jimmy Johnson plus 105 to Eric Almirola is minus 125.
That's kind of an interesting one.
I mean, Eric Almirola been running great. At Dover, 11th, 13th, 16th, 17th, last four races, Jimmy, like I just told you, I'm going to struggle not to pick a plus line against Eric Almirola, even though the Fords are strong, even though Eric has been good.
All right, I want to talk about those huge, huge
Chase Elliott
plus
numbers.
Signs beside Chase Elliott.
I knew you'd go there.
Now, I mean, look, first off, I'm shocked that he's on a plus line at all against Denny Hamlin, this plus 110, which is a small number. I'm not shocked he's on a plus line against Kevin Harvick at plus 145, but I'm surprised it's that
plus
big.
Plus 145.
And it's plus 140 against Martin Truex Jr. And one thing about Truex, and I wanted to bring this up. Truex seems like every week he's having to overcome issues in the pits. It's been happening more and more often. Now, last week was self-inflicted. It was all on his. But Truex has seemed to have had just issues, and he's had to fight back on the racetrack. And you can't do that at Dover. Dover, if you have an issue in the pit, you're two laps down. And it does not take long for the leader to start lapping cars. So getting the free pass is very difficult to do it at Dover when you do. So to me, seeing Chase Elliott at plus 140 against Martin Truex Jr.
That's a big – it's a minus 165 and a minus 160 versus Harvick and Martin Truex respectively. That is a large disparity. I mean, that is a very, very big disparity right there. So
the fact that Chase Elliott is plus 150 for a top three – but he's plus 145 and plus 140 just in a head-to-head matchup.
But I mean, we're talking Kevin Harvick and Martin Truex Jr. So how about this one, though? I've been betting the don't on Kyle Busch, right, a bunch lately. Kyle Busch minus 125 to Ryan Blaney's 105 or Joey Logano's 105.
You going to keep betting the don't? I just don't know that I would bet that one.
I just don't like – I wish they would have had that with, like, a Chase Elliott or with maybe even a Jimmy Johnson, but – we just talked about Ryan Blaney not running well there, and Logano, we don't know why he doesn't run better there. So I get a little nervous about it. I want to, but I can't start.
One other one I really like on the board there is, and I'm not saying I'm going to bet it, but I just like the matchup, is Kurt Busch getting a plus 115 against Jimmy. Because, we don't know what to expect out of Jimmy, and I think minus 135 is a pretty high number on Jimmy. And I know you're kind of high on Jimmy.
That's a high number on minus 135. That's a large minus.
No, if that was, Kurt was plus 105 and Jimmy was minus 105 or something like that, then maybe I'd be like, eh. But seeing a plus 115 and minus 135, to me, I just think there's a little value in that bet.
There's value in it. I don't like it as much as I like the Jimmy versus Eric on the other side. And one you didn't mention was, how about Denny Hamlin plus 130? How often? I mean, it's against Martin Truex Jr., and I've said that I don't think Denny's as good here, but...
I'm with you. I like that one too. Very much so.
And there's a couple good numbers there. All right, we've gone through the head-to-heads now, and we've found some disagreements and agreements that we like. When we come back, we're going to go into the group matchups, which of course are always the most fun, and our picks when we return on Gone Racing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
From the Sportsbook at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Now, back to Gone Racing.
And back to you from the Indeed.com studio. Find the high-impact hire for your business needs at Indeed.com/high-impact. That's Indeed.com/high-impact for more information. And Indeed, they will be searching for replacements for me and Jeff Motley, probably very soon, people that really know how to do their jobs. Which we know that we struggle with out here.
At least we know the sport we're talking about.
We know the sport we talk about.
We got that going for us.
We got that. At least we got that part. But so let's go right into the groups, Mr. Motley. We love our group matchups. And there are some extremely fun numbers coming in right here. Group A, Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., no surprise, plus 215s. Denny Hamlin, plus 325. And how about this? Chase Elliott, plus 360.
And I tell you, the only thing that would scare me away from that one is, and I do think he's going to win the race. The only thing that scares me away from that one is Harvick's in that group too. Because look, I think he's beaten Denny and Truex, but I know how well Kevin Harvick runs. But it's this Saturday, and Chase Elliott's starting on that front row.
You realize Chase Elliott is plus 550 to win, but plus 360 just to beat those four guys.
And if he beats those other three, he's probably going to win the race.
That's a heck of a, that's pretty darn strong.
I know. I want that so bad. I'm just not.
You're itching to circle it, but you just can't get it.
I'm just not there.
Let's go into Group B. We got Kyle Busch plus 220, the favorite of Group B. Brad Keselowski plus 230, Joey Logano 290, and Ryan Blaney 290. The three Penske cars, the three Penske Fords, teamed up against Kyle Busch.
I know, because I'm sitting there, and there, something in my head says, you know what, Ryan Blaney's going to have a good run Saturday. I feel good about Ryan Blaney.
I look at it, though, and
the groups are hard this week.
I feel like Karina right now. I'm like, God, I want to bet Kyle Busch right now. I'm like, I want to reach out and do it, but I don't know if I can.
You've been on the don't line on
I know
for like 2 months now.
Maybe when I change, I'm Kyle Busch's good luck. I don't know.
You could be. If he wins this week, we should just have him on the show next week.
We'll call him and say, hey.
Say, the reason you won is because Brendan.
All because of me. Group C, we have Eric Almirola, the favorite at 220, Jimmy Johnson, 230, then Kurt Busch, 320, and Eric Jones, 325. That, to me, might be, I think Jimmy Johnson is an odds-on favorite, but it also is a very volatile group because Eric Jones, I've said, can be great. Kurt Busch, you said, you know, Ganassi struggles as of late, but, it, you know, he that's, I like Jimmy Johnson in that group.
I feel like I could make a case for all four of them.
I could,
but
I still
think if
Jimmy
you
Johnson's.
Put a gun to my head, I think Eric Almirola is the favorite, should be the favorite. I think like Eric Almirola in that group.
I like Jimmy. Group D, Matty D at the favorite at plus 245. Man, remember when Matt DiBenedetto was group F every week and we just... Group D, Matt DiBenedetto plus 245, Alex Bowman, Clint Bowyer, and William Byron all tied at 275. I'm sorry, I see a trend there and I keep the clear favorite as the man that is the favorite in that group.
I like Matt D in that group as well, but like I said, I think the groups are harder this week than some of the weeks that I can remember. And again, Alex Bowman finished, what, third? Didn't he finish third there last year?
I just looked up Alex Bowman. What have you done for me lately? Second and third last year.
That's what I said. I knew he had at least the top three. I mean, Alex Bowman has run really well there, but Alex Bowman has really struggled later in the season. I mean, Bowman just jumps out at me there. I just think that's a track he's going to feel really comfortable racing on. So I like Bowman.
I do.
And I don't know why. I think because he's run well there last year.
Matty D finished seventh, though, in the fall race last year with Levine.
And now he's in a better car. And he runs well. And I know we don't compare this track, but I do think there's a little bit of Bristol characteristic. The racing on
he
the concrete.
He runs phenomenal at Bristol.
And he runs well
we
at
know
Bristol.
That.
So,
Group E, and I'm going to say this with Group E, hold your tickets. Hold your bets on this one. Right now it has Austin Dillon listed as the favorite with Cole Custer at plus 240, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Matt Kenseth at plus 300. If Austin Dillon makes the race, this action would be live. If he does not, they would make a no action on this whole group. If it runs the way it is, I do like Austin Dillon probably as the favorite of that group, but as Cole Custer has run, Cole's been streaky. Like you've talked about, these rookies without practice, some weeks they're good, some weeks they're not. And we're talking about race number one, not race number two. For race number one, I got to give the nod to Cole Custer in that, or to Austin Dillon in that group.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. If he races, I think he should be the guy. Cole Custer, he's got his spot in the playoffs now. He may not be quite as hungry right now. He's pretty much got Rookie of the Year locked up, I guess, unless Reddick or Bell can win one of the last three races. Yeah, I mean, I'd probably go with Austin Dillon if he's in a race. Although
just because he wins doesn't give.
Well, now the new rule of the Rookie of the Year, though, is whoever finishes highest in points.
That's the rule now?
So,
are you kidding me?
So if he went with his win, he's automatically in the top 16 in points. So
they go off of points now only for Rookie of the Year.
I think that's it.
Junk.
I'm pretty
that's
sure.
That's junk. Group F are Ron Flatter, Chris Buescher group.
Oh, they're in there together.
And Chris Buescher.
Yeah, and Chris Buescher's in there.
Coming off a fifth place finish, he goes back to Group F. I can't believe that. Ryan Newman plus 235, Chris Buescher plus 235, Bubba Wallace 250, and John Hunter Nemechek at plus 385. I got to tell you, with what Bubba Wallace has been doing lately, Jeff, I struggle not to say that I think Bubba could be a good pick there.
I think Bubba could be an excellent pick there. I'm apologizing to our listeners and our viewers that I've been so wishy-washy on these groups because I just don't have good feel for the groups at all this week. I swear, I can make a case for everybody to win the group, and I can make a case for everybody to finish dead last in their group. I'm with you on Bubba. I do like the fact that Chris Buescher, you know, as a guy that we've seen him in Group E a lot, that's dropped down to Group F. Buescher has run decent several weeks. He had a good run last week. I know it's a completely different type racetrack, so I could certainly make a case for Buescher. I'm not high on Newman or Nemechek, either one there.
Newman, remember we called him when he was at RCR, we would say that Newman was that sneaky, you know, you'd look up at the end of the race and go, how did Newman finish ninth? We have not said that as much this year. Newman, we have not seen him as that sneaky guy that pops in there.
No, we really haven't. And we really haven't seen a ton. I mean, like I said, Buescher's run okay, but we haven't seen a ton out of the Roush cars at all this year.
Okay, so now that I want to leave a little bit of extra time before we start our picks to talk about last week's results.
Yeah, if you hadn't bet on yourself, who knows how well you would have done last week.
I'm saying I was 2 for 3 because of, you know.
I'll even give you that. Right. I understand, and we got to go through the same junk again next week.
Junk.
Well, only saying junk.
That's okay. Because... I said junk. I called NASCAR's rookie of the year rules junk. Well, so you can call me and my racing career junk. It's okay, Motley. I love you too.
And you know that is not what I said.
That's what he just said. No, anybody? Excuse me.
Hold on.
Can somebody get a playback? Can we get a playback?
No.
Anybody listening in their truck on the way?
What I'm calling junk.
He called me junk.
Is the fact that you feel like you have to pick yourself.
Call me junk.
That's all I'm saying.
He called me junk.
I did not.
So just for that, I'm gonna make sure I remind everybody how we did last weekend, even bigger. And I bet on myself to win, and that did not go well, or top three, and that did not go well. But I did win Keselowski over Blaney, and I did win Jimmy Johnson Group C. And I told you, I even called you at the race, and I go, Michael, I got three winners.
You got a top 10 out of Michael McDowell, and you still couldn't win a group?
And I didn't win Group B. Michael McDowell finished 10th for me and didn't win Group B.
Tough crowd, man.
That was a tough loss for me on that one. Mr. Motley, you did win. You won Truex plus with 115 on a top three.
And boy, let me tell you, he had to work for that top three.
He earned that one for you. And Mr. Keselowski over Ryan Blaney, got you a little bit. So you were still minus 0.55. I was plus 2.05. And then,
and I want to mention, Tyler Reddick finished like one spot behind Ricky Stenhouse Jr. from winning his group.
Now let's go to our beloved pit crew and Karina, who is on the Kyle Busch bandwagon and has been on it and has been like flogging it.
It is wheels up right now.
Yeah,
it's not wheels down.
It's a turtle that's trying to get flipped over. Kyle Busch, they were minus 5 again last week for the pit crew, and we don't want to diss the pit crew. We want to make sure we notice that Karina's the one that's been giving us the picks. So I don't know if she's been consulting her pit crew lately, but maybe she needs to make a
Can we just like put a meme of a dumpster fire up there on the screen right now with those picks?
Ow. Well, she definitely
I'm sorry. That was uncalled for.
We
kid because we care. Exactly.
If you haven't noticed, you see how we treat each other. So,
exactly.
So we will start, as we always do, with the loser from last week, and that would be the pit crew. And she is the hot off the press here. I got my picks from the Karina and the pit crew, and I noticed one thing glaringly missing, Mr. Motley. There is no Kyle Busch.
No Kyle Busch. Is there Kurt Busch?
Yeah, there is Kurt Busch.
Oh, it's Kurt Busch. Okay.
Jimmy Johnson, top three at plus 500. Kurt Busch at top three at plus 800. Chase Elliott versus Martin Truex Jr. She's taking the plus 140 for Chase. Ryan Blaney in Group B at plus 290. And Matty DiBenedetto in Group D at plus 245.
Well, nobody's going to be rooting harder for the pit crew this week than me, because I think we might be in step on
might
three
be
of those
step
picks.
For a change.
Karina, I take back everything that I said, because I'm hoping you knock it out of the park this week. My picks, I'm going to go Chase Elliott with a top three at plus 150. I think he's the guy to beat. I'm going two head-to-heads. I've got Denny Hamlin plus 130 over Martin Truex Jr., and I'm riding that Chase Elliott bandwagon at plus 140 over Martin Truex Jr. I feel like I'm betting the don't line on Martin Truex Jr. I know he's good, but I just like those guys to beat Truex. And then my other two are in groups, same as our pit crew and Karina over there. Ryan Blaney to win Group B. Can't really tell you why, but I got to pick somebody. And I'm going with Matty D in Group D. And I think I'm doing that just because I think him in a Penske car, and Bowman has really just not run that well toward the end of the year.
Well, as you saw me sitting next to you, I just made a scratch out in a circle because I can't be too alike to the two cohorts here. So I am going to do something that Karina has been doing. I'm taking Kyle Busch to win. You know what? He's 12-1. Kyle, I'm fading you. I'm still fading you. But at 12-1, I cannot have Kyle Busch at a double digit and not at least put some money on him somewhere. So Kyle Busch, 12-1. Then I'm going to the top threes, and I am doing Jimmy Johnson at plus 500. I like Jimmy. I think he's going to get me that nice number there. Then I'm going into my head-to-heads, and I'm going to be heavy Jimmy Johnson this week. Plus 105 against Eric Almirola. Jimmy, please, just throw me a bone. Give me. And then I scratched out my Matty DiBenedetto, and I went Alex Bowman to go head-to-head against you two. Alex Bowman in group.
What's your fifth pick?
That was my fifth. One, two, three.
And you only got 10 seconds.
Four, I got 10 seconds. Bubba Wallace, Group F. Okay. Gone Racing, five picks. That was my backup pick. We'll see you next week when we talk about Dover. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.